Morning, a frequent visitor to the WEOL Morning Show, our U.S. Senator, Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod.
How you doing?
We're doing pretty good this morning. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you have on your agenda.
Sure.
One of the things I see is you're going to be making a trip to our southern border. Talk about that planned trip and the reason for it.
I'm hopeful that visiting the border and seeing up close this humanitarian crisis that's worsened by the president's policy of family separation, and what I can hope I can come back and help to persuade the president to end this inhumane family separation. I mean, I stand strong for border security, but the way to do that is technology and border agents and helicopters and all the things we know how to do and are doing pretty well, but not to separate families at the border and inflict this kind of long-term psychological pain and damage on these children, which is not who we are as a country. And I just want to see it up close so I understand it better.
Well, even 2 months ago, there were reports of these people coming up from Central and South American countries. They come to the border. What do you do with them?
First of all, we have cut our involvement in Central America, where we can, these are families that leave, families that are willing, mothers that are willing to take their children 1,000 miles over very difficult conditions because they think there's something better than what they have, and what they have so often in their home country is violence and likely death for them and their children. So they are desperate. We interview them. If it really is a case of asylum, we let them in. If it's not a case of danger for them, then we send them back. We have done that for generations. We should be doing that now. You don't pull the families apart and send the children, put them into inhumane conditions and separate them with sometime no chance of reunification. That's just not who we are as a nation. We need comprehensive immigration reform instead of ICE using its resources to do this kind of policy, this kind of inhumane family separation policy.
The Affordable Care Act is back in the news with the issues coming about what's happening with the Fifth Circuit Court. Can you tell us a little bit about that and where you stand on that?
Yeah, there's an extremist kind of a hack of a judge in Texas that that wants to wipe away all the Affordable Care Act. And what that means is a bunch of judges, he and others, and like a bunch of members of Congress, all of whom get health insurance paid by the government, are going to take away what we have built in this state, where 900,000 people now have insurance, many of them making $8, $10, $12 an hour. At the same time, they're going to eliminate the consumer protections for pre-existing condition. 5 million Ohioans under 65 have a pre-existing condition. That's over half the population. And they will lose the consumer protections they now have, so that a pre-existing condition will allow the insurance companies to cancel insurance. It makes no sense to do this. People that are on their parents' insurance, that will be gone. People who are getting seniors, who are getting physicals and osteoporosis screenings, though, that benefit will be gone. Way more Americans will be without insurance, and it makes no sense. President Trump tried to do that through the Congress. He failed. He couldn't get the votes, even in a Republican Congress. Now they're trying to do it through the courts.
Let's talk about jobs and Build America, Buy America. What do you have to say? Recently, I guess you're looking to put some other legislation or apply this in a different manner.
Yeah, Senator Portman, I have worked on updating rules and trying to finally get our government to do what it should have been doing, and that is when taxpayer dollars are involved in major infrastructure projects, highways, bridges, water, sewer systems, whatever, broadband, that our tax dollars should go for products made in the U.S. by American workers. It's really simple, but we're getting no help from the White House on this. We're getting no help from Republican leadership, even though our bill is bipartisan. We're still hopeful that we can make sure that instead of using Chinese steel or Russian steel, they're using American steel in these projects.
All right, Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Have a safe trip down to the southern border.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, bye-bye.